This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
This is the Michael K. Show podcast. Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.
Oh, yes, here we are, having a blast, having a good time. Much better time than was had when the students of Wake Forest stormed the court after they upset Duke over the weekend. And Kyle Filipowski, one of the stars of the Duke team, hurt his leg running into, you know, a fan. And this has long been a source of discussion, but somebody said it very well. I forget who it was on social media, and it's true. So Caitlin Clark suffered an injury when Iowa was upset. And, you know, there was some hue and cry about it. But nothing's going to be done until a Duke player gets hurt. So Kyle Filipowski goes down. He's very vocal about it. And if you think about it, guys, it's not that difficult the thing to say, hey, you can't do this anymore. I understand the students getting excited. It's a tradition. But you know what? It's a tradition that's become dangerous. It just is. It's a tradition that's become dangerous.
But first of all, it's fugazi. Wake Forest was favored by 2.5 points. It was not an upset. I understand that Duke was seeded and Wake Forest wasn't. You were a 2.5 point favorite in the game. It's just stupid. It used to be for when you beat an undefeated team or it was a huge upset. You're from nowhere state and you knock off Michigan, you storm the court. But now Wake Forest, who was a 2.5 point favorite at home against Duke, storms the court? Give me a break.
Well, so you're looking at it. Why would they storm the court at that point? You know, you knock off Duke, you feel good about things. But let's say, okay, if it is an upset. I mean, you get people pouring out of the stands in college football. People are going to get hurt.
Right.
You can't get off the field or the court in time to avoid this. So it's just so strange. And like, I love when people say, well, there's nothing you can do about it. Really? Have you seen when the Mets won in 1986 and when the Yankees, Chris Chambliss hit the home run against Mark Littell in 1976 and the field was strewn with people going nuts. All of a sudden they brought horses on and they wouldn't allow you to go on the field and it stopped and it doesn't happen anymore.
There were times that it was selective. It happened a few times a year. No big deal. People are out of their minds now, Michael. I mean, there's serious allegations. They're looking at the video to see if the contact with the player was intentional.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't know whether
it
was or
wasn't. And also, Filipowski, there was some talk that Filipowski kind of drew the contact.
Well, I was about to say, I feel zero sympathy. I think he did it. I think he stuck I think he stuck out his arm and his leg.
Well, he probably stuck out his arm to stop the people from charging at him.
It's almost like he's pushing his elbow out plus his leg out to try to catch a trip, and then being the little Duke puke that he is,
oh my,
little wham 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 crybaby that runs through their blue veins, he spun around and almost flailed about. I love it. I might run on a loop in my house.
You know, you're out of your mind.
Watch it.
You really are. You've lost your mind.
Watch it again. But I've watched a thousand games. By the way, I do think it's stupid. Let me, on a serious note, I'm with you guys. It needs to be banned. It's
called somebody a Duke puke, by the way.
I'm with you guys that the act is stupid and shouldn't be done. All that being said, guys, how many court storming situations have there been in which nothing happens? Why are you trying to walk through the people perpendicularly and knock into five of them?
Oh, where do you want them to go, though?
I don't know. What's happened the other 500 times it's happened? I mean, when I was at Maryland, there was a lot of court rushing that happened. I don't remember players constantly getting hurt. It just, of course, it happens to be Duke. Everything's a coincidence with this team. Don, tell me, watch it close. Is he not initiating contact, potentially? Am I way out of bounds?
I did not notice that, but I did not look at it with the...
biased eye that you do.
So what are you seeing now?
Well, can I punch it up?
I'm waiting.
Well, they're showing it on Yes right now. He kicks out his right leg.
His right leg blatantly kicks out.
And then his arm.
And then his arm goes into elbow motion, and then he spins around like, oh, woe is me. Whatever.
Well, let's listen to Filipowski and what he says. This is what he said after the game.
I felt a bunch of hits on my body. This one was the worst of them. Really ridiculous of how that situation's handled.
Did you feel like any of it was on purpose or was it incidental?
I mean, I've already heard that there's some videos of getting punched in the back, and so I absolutely feel like it was personal, intentional for sure. You know, like I said, there's no reason where
you
see a big guy like me trying to work my way up the court and they can't just work around me. You know, there's no excuse for that. No.
Well, yes, keep showing a lot of the video. And one thing I see, Peter, he's walking off the court, so his right leg is in front of his left leg. That's how one walks.
There's a little.
So you could say
extension.
That, okay, it looked like he was tripping him. It looked like he was walking off.
But honestly. It looks like he initiates contact with a guy with a phone in his hand, and he throws his arms out, knocks the guy over. But you could also look at it as the guy's raising his phone almost like he's going to chop at him. Like, you shouldn't be on the court anyway.
You shouldn't be. I agree with that.
All right? So I don't know how I'd react if all of a sudden I just see a blur in front of me. Is this guy going to hit me? Is that guy going to hit me with his phone? So if my instinct is to kind of move my arms out to create separation, I'm not going to feel bad for the Wake Forest fan.
Oh, I don't
then
either.
He kind of loses his balance. He runs into the guy that's dressed like a clown. And then by then, he's already been grabbed by one of the assistants. It's a really ugly situation. All I know is that it just things seem to be different now, Peter. You're right. There was years and years where it happened. There was never an incident, but now incidents are starting to happen. People are carrying phones. You know, people have a disregard for one another now. Where I think there was like a celebration, and now there seems to be people that are just doing it for the sake of doing it.
There, I have two very separate and complete thoughts.
Okay. Talk to me. Talk to us.
Number one, of course it happened with Duke. I'm just saying, Don, I didn't create it. There's something in them that makes them inherently annoying.
But it happened with Caitlin Clark, too.
I get it. And by the way, love Caitlin Clark. One of the biggest Caitlin Clark guys in the biz today. She flopped. She 100% flopped. I'm telling you, she flopped too. Both of these cases involve a flop. So, but separately.
But the fact is, let me ask you this.
Okay.
If it's anybody else ranked eighth, and the home team is favored by 2.5, do they storm the court?
Because Don, in this era, I think they do.
Because it's Duke. It's stupid. Like we're beating Duke.
No,
it's a rivalry.
No, but that's how it used to be. But now, Michael's right. Anytime you beat anyone who's ranked top 15, they storm the court. It's ridiculous.
But you're a favorite. It's so stupid.
I agree. So then again, that's my separate thought. So listen, I will never let go of hating Duke till the day I die. It's just in there, and I'm watching the video, and what I'm seeing is someone flailing and making it worse than it had to be. Separate point completely. This is ridiculous. The whole thing, it used to be novel. It used to mean something. You know, your team is, you're hovering outside the top 25 and you beat the number two team in the country. It really should be the number one team in the country, but I'll take two. And you rush the court. Now, it's like you're a pretty good team.
Well,
and you beat it.
They should be number one over whom?
If you rush the court, in theory, to me, you should be knocking off the number one team in the country.
That's what it should be for.
But I'll take it if you're like the 30th best team in the country and you knock off the number two team. All right, but like now we're at a point where I feel like any sort of big win in college basketball can lead to this, and it is stupid.
And somebody is going to get seriously hurt. Doesn't look like he's going to be seriously hurt, but he had a wrap around his leg afterward. I mean, you shouldn't have to like fear for your life as you're going off the court.
And I'm
going to
plead ignorance on this, all right, because I really don't know the answer. But usually when it happened back in the day, didn't you have time to maybe prepare for it? Hey, listen, if there's an upset here, they're going to storm the court. Like, is it possible? Did they know they were going to do that? It's like I said, they were favored. It just seemed odd to me that they stormed the court. Like, did it make it worse because they just were not prepared for anybody to do this?
Well, I mean, they had to be. I mean, that's a bad excuse. You know, their AD came out, or the president came out with a statement and said, you know, we had practiced this and, you know, it just didn't come to fruition. But listen, I love the fact that, well, how are you going to stop it? Does it happen in the NBA? No. It doesn't happen in the NBA.
Well, there's an easy.
Imagine if it did. Now, people are going to say, well, you need one security person for every person. So no, you don't. People do follow orders. People do follow the law of the land every now and then.
In fact, it should be a lot easier than in the pros because most of the kids that storm the court are students, right?
Right. Yeah.
All right. You're expelled. Goodbye. You're out. You storm the court. Make the announcement up before the game. If anybody storms the court, they're out. Expelled. I guarantee you they won't touch the court. Now, you can't do something like, I guess you could, you know, make arrests, but you don't even have to do arrests. Just say, if you're a student, you're expelled.
Did you ever storm the court at Maryland, Peter?
No, I never did. I don't know that I was ever there for a win. I don't know if I ever had tickets to a win that big. I mean, I was barely... I mean, these people are college basketball fans. How do I say this respectfully?
Yeah, you're not going to. You've already called somebody a puke.
No, but
go for it.
Because I'm going to ride Peter on this one.
Hardcore college basketball fans at school, they're such losers. I mean, at Maryland, it took so much effort to go to these games. I camped out once. I was willing to camp out once. Don, there are people doing it every single week. Because when you go to a school, you know, remember, I was there my last year at Maryland. We won the championship. So we were a very good, incredibly competitive team for like the last couple of years I was there.
That was the Gary Williams vehicle.
That's right. They were all Gary Williams vehicles. But it started out in 99. We had the Steve Francis team that came up short. I think they lost to St. John's in the tournament. Then Francis left for the NBA. And then we developed this really good Juan Dixon, Steve Blake, Lonnie Baxter team that went on to win the championship. And don't get me wrong. I would watch with people. If it was an easy game early in the year, I'd go. But the level of commitment to getting to be at all of those games, I just didn't. I couldn't do it. So you're already a special breed of cat. Now, speaking of Dukies being just insane.
Right.
Duke puke. Greek says, I don't have the audio on, so I wasn't able to see it. But Greek says, Jay Billis talked about detaining and arresting immediately people who come on the court. I don't know if you can do that.
Well, Don just said expel them from school. You can't do that?
Well, expelling from school is a bit different than detaining and arresting.
Why?
Well, first of all, you're just not going to be able to detain and arrest everyone who's doing these situations.
Well, you know what? But if you make an example of a couple, then maybe it stops people.
I think Don's point probably makes the most sense because it puts the power in the hands of the school.
Right.
And they put out a note. They put out a thing before the game. There's a huge announcement. Anyone who... We will analyze video. If you go on the court, you will be expelled. That is a tough, tough thing to try to do.
How about bringing tasing into the equation?
I see that. See, that's a worse, even worse than Billis. There's Billis. It's Don in first place. Billis, Duke puke. No offense. And then you, Michael. That's the worst case scenario. You cannot tase the students.
Well, they shouldn't be charging the court if it's against the rules.
I know, but their parents
you're on private property.
You can't spend $50,000 a year to send your kid to school these days and then get tased.
But you want to get the parents on the school side. You tase my son or daughter.
That doesn't work.
I'm going to sue you.
You're not.
But if you threaten to expel them, I'm going to have a conversation with my son and daughter and say, you are under no circumstance going to touch that court. I've worked my tail off for you to be able to go to this school. You're not going to get expelled. Do not set foot on the court. You got to try to get the family to back you, Michael. You start tasing people, you're in all kinds of trouble.
But if they are going on private property and they're told not to go, I mean, people do get tased when that happens in life. I'm not an advocate of tasing, but one such example of it, I think the court storming stops.
Yeah, but you can't tase kids at a college. They pay.
They're not 8 year olds. They're adults.
But they're ultimately the customer. They pay an obscene amount of money to be there. Obscene.
Well, so do the players are also part of the school. They shouldn't be injured on the court.
Yeah, but it's usually the opposition player that gets hurt.
Yeah, but if they weren't Duke puke sissy men, they wouldn't be hurt. You know what I'm saying?
You are really looking for it today, aren't you?
But you know what? He's doubling down, Michael, and he's true. You may not agree with it, but you got to admire it.
No, I don't know if I admire it.
Really?
No, I'm not sure I admire it.
Well, listen, we're in the business of opinion.
Because
he clearly has one.
I'm a big fan of Duke. Peter's not. I like the way Duke goes about their business.
You misunderstand. I'm not saying you have to agree with him. I disagree with him. But you got to respect he's got an opinion, and he's sticking with it.
He's got a lot of opinions lately. I think he's really swinging for the fences.
Why wouldn't he?
Looked at analytics and he doesn't care about straight out. He's looking at home runs.
It's just this subject. What am I going to do? Nitpick it? I've hated them my whole life. I'm a mascot. I've been in multiple documentaries about my hatred for Duke. Multiple. And then I watched this clip with no feelings on Kyle Filipowski whatsoever. I don't have any thoughts on any of it. I watched the clip and I go, I think this guy's sticking out his leg. I do. Oh my God. Of course he is. And then I'm having flashbacks to Grayson Allen. Then I'm thinking about J.J. Redick. All the memories are flooding back to me. It's always Duke. So yeah, Don, it's not about doubling down for some sort of attention. It's the first thing that hit my mind when I saw the guy stick his leg out to try to injure this poor Wake Forest student who was simply trying to celebrate a big victory with his fellow students.
I will tell you this, and this might be a little bit of hyperbole. I think the NCAA is in a heap of trouble in so many ways. They have no control over anything. They don't know what they're doing. The NIL situation is out of control. I used to call it the Wild Wild West. Now it's worse than that. These court stormings, which can easily be stopped, they've allowed it to go on and on and on because you look like such a fuddy-duddy if you say, well, you shouldn't allow the kids to storm the court. It's an easy fix. You can't storm the court. And why is it being allowed to go on for so long? The NCAA doesn't know how to get out of its own way. They don't know what they're doing, and they never have. Ugh.
Makes you sick, doesn't it?
The NCAA does. It makes me nauseous sometimes.
No, it's awful. Did you see this tweet from Brian Hoke?
No. What's going on?
He says, Aaron Boone distracted by TMKS on Yes during the post-game interview. He can pitch up with his fastball, and I thought he threw some good cutters in there. And does Michael K. have a beard?
Yes, Aaron, I do.
That is hilarious.
In the light of this studio, I really look like a mess with this beard.
So Aaron,
I'll tell you what, the new Yankee clubhouse, they've got one television in the clubhouse that is dedicated to TMKS. And obviously Boone's TV in his manager's office is on Yes.
Oh, no. So does that mean that Stroman is hearing me crush his terrible alma mater?
I would think that when you're not starting, you don't have to stay for the whole spring training game, unless he's watching it.
Well, team camaraderie.
Well, somebody's going to tell him. Nobody tattletales.
You know
like
what, Marcus?
Player.
This isn't me. This is Peter. A lot of people confuse us.
No, but here's, this might get me in trouble.
Here we go.
Marcus strikes me as somebody that'll blame you for what Peter says.
Oh, yeah.
And, I've been blamed before.
Well, I'll just say, because I think it's the same idea of all the pinhead suits at both Yes and ESPN. It's like whenever something's going on, Michael, why didn't you put a stop to it? Michael, why did you allow that to happen? It's like your hands up our butt and we're just puppets.
You know what, Don? I've got a heavy burden. What can I say?
Well, you know what? I think it's ignorance on their part, not you. You shouldn't have to that burden. We're individual people.
Don, is the beard coming more than you thought it would?
Oh, it has. I know
way
it has.
More.
Yeah.
Now, I've seen you do this before.
Right.
But I don't remember it like being that quick and that repugnant.
Well, I'm much more virile than I was when I was younger.
Here's the thing. It's not for
everybody. Very hirsute.
The white beard is not for everyone.
I'm going to be honest with everybody here, including you, Don. I think I'm going to put some color into it.
You're allowed.
Yeah, I don't think it'll look that bad if I put some color.
That's not a violation.
What color, though?
I'm going to like put some just for men, touch of gray in there.
But what color, though?
The color of my hair.
Yeah.
Brown.
You saw how it worked out before with the hair dye. It changed his life. Michael's all of a sudden going to become Orson Welles. He's going to have a beard a year long. It's going to look gorgeous.
Is Michael's hair still brown?
Yeah, it's still brown. It's salt and pepper.
Yeah, but from this angle, from where I'm at,
yeah,
it's a pretty salty meal. You know what I mean? A little less pep, a little more salt.
Let's go to Charlotte in Kinderhook. Charlotte.
Oh, here we go.
How are you?
Hello.
So I want to tell you, I love your beard.
Thank
it
you,
looks
Charlotte.
So much better today, and it's been looking good all along. Everybody forgets about that Don Johnson 5 o'clock sexy man shadow from Miami Vice.
Right.
But did you trim it over the? It looks shaped today.
No, I did shape it on Thursday. So you, if you watch the show on Friday, it's just grew in more. It's about a week now.
It must be calling the baseball games over the weekend that just got your whole burst of testosterone going.
Wow.
It looks
okay.
Great. Don't do anything with it. Don't add any color to it. It makes your jawline look strong. Mm-hmm. Very handsome. What does your wife think of it?
She doesn't have much of an opinion. The kids are not I think Charlie likes it. Callie doesn't.
So Charlotte, what does your significant other think about you glowing about Michael?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Well, he agrees. He went out to take the garbage out.
Conveniently.
But as soon as Michael's face popped up, Paul and I looked at each other and said, "Wow, Michael's beard looks great. He should keep it."
You guys aren't the swinging types, are you?
Oh, would you stop, Peter? Well, how many outrageous things are you going to say on one show?
Don, did I? I'm not the one who called up and said the whole family's sitting around salivating over Michael.
She just hung up, so you offended her.
He offends people, Don. That's
Charlotte,
what he does.
I apologize for Peter.
Don implied it first.
Well, here's the thing. I was curious to know the answer. But Peter, I didn't want to ask.
You didn't have
it. I was thinking thruple. There's a bunch of things I was thinking.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm like, you know what? She sounds really nice, and I don't think she's going to want to play that game.
By the way, nice people.
I sensed she didn't want to play the game, and I was proven right. She hung up on you.
One thing, though, Don, I would say, she might not have hung up because they're controlling the calls in the studio. It might have been a click. They might have gotten rid of her.
Yeah.
Anthony, is that what we're looking at?
Tom, you hang up?
That was a click by me.
Yeah. So Charlotte was ready to engage.
Charlotte, I mean, I didn't want to take the chance because she seemed nice, but
Don, a lot of nice people love getting crazy. You know what I mean?
Charlotte's Web,
exactly. Good Charlotte.
Let's go to Andy in Pennington. Andy,
Charlotte Bobcat.
Hey guys, a couple of things. Michael K with a beard, as a fellow bearded man, I love it. It's great. You just got to be careful. If people get too used to it, it's going to look weird when you go back. You know, like when you go back to the non-bearded thing.
But Andy, they've had 63 years of no beard. So if I have it for a couple of months, I think I'll be fine getting rid of it.
Yes, I agree.
I'm telling you, my kids, I didn't have the beard, then I had the beard, and they will not let me go back because it's going to be too weird for them. They're nervous about it. So I'm just telling you, that's the thing that's out there.
Okay.
The other thing I was thinking was with the storm in the court, I'm telling you, you have, like, the students, they're going to be totally creative about it. Like, you tell the students, we catch you on the court, they're just going to, like, mask up or so. Like, there's going to be all kinds of workarounds that they do with this. So the problem's, like, a little more complicated, maybe.
Well, but the thing is, again, I guess they can jump back into the stands, but if they're on the court, they've got to exit. Like, so you could probably get them as they're leaving. There's got to be something you can do. Because it's all fun until somebody really seriously gets hurt.
I mean, until somebody loses.
You know, nobody thought about putting netting up in the NHL, and then Brittany Cecil dies. They put it up. Somebody gets hurt at a baseball game. Now they've got netting up. I mean, eventually someone's going to get stomped and trampled. It might not be a player. It might be a fellow student.
That's true.
Somebody like that. So get out in front of this before it's too late.
You know, the basketball team is down there, Don.
The Demon down Deacons.
Where? No, in Charlotte.
Oh, sure.
The Hornies. The old Hornet, the Charlotte Hornet.
Huh? Yeah, she...
Peter, the way you're acting today... Yeah. You know
she felt about Michael the way Gettleman felt about Daniel Jones.
Full bloom.
But you know who's going to benefit from that, don't you?
The husband.
Well, I think
could
you
be
do.
You.
No, it's going to be Paul when he comes back from the court.
What is that?
She's all worked up.
Yeah, Paul, all of a sudden, he just comes in from taking out the garbage. Like, what happened?
By the way, you know what would be a great...
jumped.
You know what would be a great, like, adult comedy starring, like, Robert De Niro vibes? The baseball announcer, you know, the longtime baseball announcer ends up peacefully, amicably breaking up his marriage, saying we're going to go our separate ways, and then just goes on a tear with older fans like it's never been seen before. You telling me that wouldn't be like a Robert De Niro R-rated comedy for the ages? Michael?
I just came up with a good idea, too.
What's that?
Anthony, why don't you place a call to Aaron Boone and have him come on and talk about the beard?
Yeah, it's a good thought. Can't hurt.
No,
you know what,
hurt.
Guys? I have an important message from our friends.
Tell us.
It's our friends at BetterHelp, okay? Here's the situation. Life, as you become an adult, is incredibly challenging. Life be lifin', as they say. And we deal with so many different things. Issues in our relationship, issues at home, issues at the job. There's just so many different things, and a lot of us, you know, don't necessarily feel comfortable talking about it with friends or family. And frankly, friends or family aren't always the best people to talk through our issues with. Therapy can be so beneficial for talking through whatever it is you're dealing with. I know it has been for me in my times of need, and it could be for you. So if you've been thinking about giving therapy a try, consider BetterHelp. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient. It's flexible and it's suited to your schedule. All right. Head over right now and get signed up with a licensed therapist. You can switch at any time for no additional charge. And you can figure out what makes you happy and find you some peace. All right. With BetterHelp, visit BetterHelp.com/Peter today. All right. That's BetterHelp.com/Peter today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/Peter.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to Amazon.com/ESPN Pods. That's Amazon.com/ESPN Pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And, boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely. 10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Hey, buddy, hey.
Catch the show on demand wherever you want. Just subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, everybody, it's game time, brought to you by Tullamore Dew Irish Whiskey. The Knicks look to bounce back at MSG against the Pistons, with coverage starting at 7 right here on 98.7. The Islanders face the Stars in Dallas with coverage at 7:30 on 1050. And the Nets are in Memphis taking on the Grizzlies at 8, and that'll be on Yes. And they're in the middle of something that's never been done in their organization before. They've lost the last three games, guys, by a total of 90 points, which I'm at the height of ineptitude. My 90 points. So it's never before been done in net history, going back to their days in Long Island and Piscataway. 90 points they've lost. And, you know, the fact that one of those games they lost by 50 to the Celtics doesn't help.
And has not worked with the coaching change, which makes Marks look even worse.
And makes Jacques Vaughn look pretty good. That's game time, brought to you by Tullamore Dew Irish Whiskey, because when it's game time, it's Tully time. Tullamore Dew, the original triple distilled, triple blended, and triple cast matured Irish whiskey. Be sure to grab a Tullamore Dew or try the brand new Tullamore Dew Honey during tonight's action. Glasses up to enjoying Tullamore Dew responsibly. I did have a great line. You know, my son played a playoff basketball game, and afterward, we all go to a pizzeria in town. And one of the dads who has a beard, he said, why are you growing a beard? And I said, I lost a bet. What's your excuse? And he just looked at me. He didn't know what to say. So I like that, having that in my back pocket. You don't like the beard, I could say, hey, I lost a bet.
Yeah, but he didn't say he didn't like it. He just asked why.
Yeah, but he's a good guy. I like him a lot. His name is Chris. But he said it with like a twinkle in his eye. What's with the beard? Said, well, I lost a bet. Why do you have
one? But be honest, though. Does he have a good beard?
He has a nice beard.
Not great. No, that didn't sound convincing.
No, he has a nice beard. But his wife doesn't like the beard, he said.
Hmm.
My wife doesn't care.
I don't like the fact he doesn't listen.
It hurts you.
What are you going to do? Not everybody does. And those that do don't have meters. Let's go to the phones. Artie in Fairlawn. Artie.
Gentlemen, how we doing there, gentlemen? That is a great comeback job. Cracking up for that, Michael.
Thank you.
Comeback. Anyway, you know only one person you have to worry about their opinion on your beard is, right?
My wife?
Yeah, of course.
She doesn't care.
She doesn't care what he does, though. How's that? What does that sound?
I love it. Anyway, a quick question about the Soto. I what a day I had to watch nine innings of Yankees and then you guys. But you're interviewing Boone at halftime, and I mean at the fourth inning. And I'm excited about the Yankees and Soto, but you know what? He hit that ball to the wall, and he's watching it. And that drives me crazy. And then another thing they made a comment of is Cano is one of his
idols.
Where he grew up liking, yeah. Whatever. Yep. So is he a lazy, lazy-dastical like Cano? Or
no, well, first of all, you know, Cano, mm-hmm. Artie, and we thank you for the call, was not lazy because he played all the time, played about 160 games a year. That is a state of baseball. For those that don't know, the Yankees just beat the Twins in an exhibition game, and Soto hit a long drive to right field and stood there and admired it, and it hit it off the wall. Doesn't mean he's lazy. Means he's like every player.
He got a double, right?
He got a double, but he had a run. You know, that's also how you pull muscles. Don's always said that with Stanton. So if you stand there and admire, and then all of a sudden you have to turn it on in a hurry, bam. That might happen. So he's not lazy at all. He hustles. He loves the game. But a lot of it is about styling. It's just about styling.
Mm.
And you know what? I'm sure it's going to be a source of many, many, many conversations. That's just the way it is. Artie sounds like an older fan. That's all there is to it. Now, Boone is in some meetings today, but he did say beard looks solid.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Really? Yeah. Huh? I wish, you know what, Don? This may be a sign that I need my glasses. I just can't see what he's putting down up there. You can see it well on these TVs?
Well, no, the TV that we have here is...
Maybe if I pull
it's a Philco, right?
It's got a tube. I'm gonna
look at my phone.
I thought you were getting glasses, Peter.
I have to go stop by today to get the prescription filled. I didn't get the script filled yet.
And you are going with the progressives.
I'm getting the progressives, yep.
Your life is going to change.
In a good or bad way?
It's going to change.
Oh,
I mean, it stinks to have glasses after all your whole life you don't.
I guess you're right. But, I mean, at some point maybe I'll switch to contacts or whatever.
See, I could never do that.
Why? You can't touch your eye?
I could not touch my eye, ever. I don't know how people do it.
Yeah,
it's
it is
beyond
awkward.
Me.
I don't know how
do
Nancy does it. I don't get it. Grasa does it, and then they make like it's no big deal. I would freak out. I guess eventually you get used to it, but in the beginning, I'd be like,
oh. No, at first it'd be a little uncomfortable, but I'm going to give it. I like accessories, right? So that's the part of me that's a drop. I didn't even think about it as I came in my mouth, but I enjoy having different things to put on and change your look. So like I don't mind that part, but I'm sure at some points it will get annoying. But I'm also excited to be able to see better. Like
that's the key. The thing that gets me why I know I couldn't put in contact. So every year I go for an eye exam.
I'm sure you do.
And one of the things they do is they test the blood pressure in your eye.
Oh yeah,
and they have to put something on your eye.
No, they spray the air in your eye. You mean?
This is another test.
Oh.
They put something against your eye.
Oh,
and they've given up on me several years in a row because I keep blinking. I can't even imagine anything touching my eye.
What about when they do the little air spray in your eye?
The air happens very quickly, so it's not like somebody touching it. The air spray is fine.
Oh, there's Richard Jefferson's stupid shirt again.
You know, why don't we get him on the air and you can take him to task?
It's not my business. I don't need to tell the man how to live.
It's not your business, but you're talking about it constantly.
Right.
You love it.
No, I mean, listen, I'm happy to tell him and ask him. If we have him on, I'm happy to say, hey, so just curious, who's told you that's good and are they still in your life because they're lying? But I don't need to, we don't need to have an interview with him for it. He'd be like, why are you?
Well, I was thinking more intervention than interview.
But I don't have the relationship with him to do that. It would have to be like Ryan Rucco would have to do that. They have a relationship.
Yeah, they're very close.
Colleagues, you know what I mean?
Now they've broken up their team, though. J.J. Redick moved over to the team, A team on Saturday with Breen and Doris. So now it's just Ryan and Richard. I don't know if they'll replace J.J. But J.J. sounded good for the Knicks-Celtic game.
Yeah, you know what? I watched some of the game on ABC, and I didn't even didn't even really feel like a disruption, adding JJ to the mix.
Well, you know what, then? That's a rave.
Yeah, that's what you're going for.
Let's go to Pete in Brooklyn. Peter, what's up?
Hey, guys, long time no speak.
Thanks for being here.
Yeah, no problem. And Peter, first, I got to say, I've been a terrible fan lately because I know I bugged the you-know-what out of you to follow my Instagram, and lately I just haven't been on. But I saw that you liked me and my girlfriend's six-month anniversary dinner photo in the city, so appreciate that.
I mean, listen, it's, you know what? The least I could do is give you a double tap. You know what I mean?
It's all coming together.
Definitely. All right, I'll get right to it. Don, I wanted your thoughts on last night's Rangers loss. Do you think it was more of like they... You know, it was three games in like 4 days, or they just simply got outworked. And is this like, I hope to God not, this is not the beginning of another big losing streak, because you've seen how it is with this team throughout the season.
No, but listen, it's law of averages. You've won 10 in a row. You were 9-0, second of back-to-backs. You played the day before, trying to get the emotions for the Blue Jackets that aren't going to match the Flyers, Devils, and the Stadium Series, and taking on Dallas, who's a first-place team. But I'll tell you this. Sometimes it's ownage. They've played three times. The Rangers lost two, and their one win against Columbus came in the shootout. So maybe Columbus has their number, but still, you'd like to play better. Michael, they went into that game. They had more. The Rangers had more wins on the road than Columbus had overall, and they just didn't play well. But you know, you're not going to play great every single night. They tried to do what they could. They had 41 shots on Merzlikins. It just wasn't
you
their
did
night.
That game, right?
Yes.
Were you disappointed?
Yeah, I wanted to call the franchise record. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was disappointed, but
now they're tied with the 39-40 and the 72-73 team, all with 10 wins in a row.
That's right.
I'm sorry.
No, listen, there's nothing to apologize for. I had a few of those calls during the 10-game winning streak, but yeah, what are you going to do? Let's try again next Saturday.
Luke in Bayside. Lukey.
Good afternoon, fellas. How are you?
Good. You?
I've been good. So I've been overthinking this all night last night, and I was thinking, you know, Igor Shesterkin's at his peak right now. You know, he's been better than he's been all year. And with his new contract coming up, whatever, what could we get in a trade for him? Brock Nelson from the Islanders. There's some really good pieces out there that we can get for a guy like Igor Shesterkin.
Wait, what are you going to play?
You would trade him when you have a chance to win the Stanley Cup?
We need top six. We need some goal scoring.
Well, who's your goaltender
going to
be?
Who are you going with? Quick?
Oh, goodbye. Quickson. This was a work anyway. He's been better. The guy's been playing out of his mind for a month. Jonathan Quick is 38 years old. No, that call. If I'm who was the caller? Yo-Yo Bumchuck. What was his name?
Duke
idiot
Duke.
Boy thumbsucker moron. That call. Luke. I would say, you know what? I'm never calling again. The guy's played out of his mind. So you need a top six forward at the expense of a world-class goaltender? He's got another year left on his contract anyway. It's not like he's a free agent at the end of the year. Come on. Study. Again, you're not calling some, you know, the Cornhuskers radio. Let's do it, man. Be better.
Lose the number.
In the immortal words of Don LaGreca, this isn't North Dakota. Am I right?
God, I hate to criticize people, but the reason that I'm on edge about
Scream
it, I believe that was a work.
But here's the
and
problem,
not a good
Don.
One. Dear God.
Not only, you should be ripping Luke. Instead, you rip Cornhusker Radio. What happened?
Well, because I'm sure Cornhusker Radio, they don't know anything about Igor Shesterkin either.
If you followed hockey...
I'm sure if I called up with that point on Cornhuskers radio, they'd say, all right, we'll take it into consideration. Thanks for the phone call.
Ray
but,
Rowe.
But in New York, I rip him because he deserved to be ripped.
So you haven't realized that in hockey?
And then here's the level of moron. I'm gonna stand for this because obviously...
Oh, you're going to McAfee it.
I'm going to McAfee it, but unfortunately the microphone's not cooperating, so I'm gonna give us like a squat like I'm at the CKO. All right. Here's why it's moron radio. You're going to trade Igor Shesterkin to the Islanders. Moron point number one. The Rangers and Islanders aren't going to make a big deal like that, all right? Moron point number two.
Here we go.
Is the Islanders already have a goaltender in Ilya Sorokin.
Go ahead.
And also, moron point number three. Brock Nelson for Igor Shesterkin?
They are friends, though.
Right. He eats mashed potatoes with a knife.
You're banned.
He sucks it through a straw.
So it's one of two things for you, Don. It's either a work or you think he's damaged.
Well, I don't want to insult somebody for maybe having something wrong with him.
Right.
And I'm not calling him a moron in life. He might operate on heart, for all I know.
Valueless call.
But from a sports acumen, it's like insect level.
Lose the number.
So what I'm going to assume is that there aren't dumb people like that in the world.
That's nice.
That it was a work.
Disconnect the guy.
What would you rather be, Don? That it was a work or that
I don't want. I don't want there to be people that are that sports dumb that call sports radio. You could be sports dumb and not care. But if you care enough to call and have zero idea what you're talking about, that would bother me. Because air is our friend. And I don't want it wasted on the dumb.
And I still haven't been able to find the New York drop. All those fun drops I found on the way, I never found New York.
New York. Well,
not that one.
Listen up. It's Michael K. When it comes to travel, nothing, I mean nothing, beats the good folks at Legends Limousine. I felt the difference, and let me tell you, it's real. When my family and I need a ride to the airport or out of town, we choose Legends. Their commitment to safety makes every trip a breeze. These guys are not just any service. No, no, no. They've been setting the gold standard for over 30 years. I trust them, and so should you. Call 1-888-LEGENDS. That's 1-888-534-3637. Again, 1-888-534-3637. Use the code ESPN10. That's ESPN, the number 10, to snag 10% off. Travel like a legend with Legends Limousine.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Well, that's awesome.
Looking for more access to the show?
That's right, man.
Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at TMKS ESPN.
In Chicago yesterday, Cindy Crawford took a center ice shot, you know, where they have something in front of the goal.
Kind of the Scoro kind of thing, yeah.
Yeah, and she nailed the shot.
Still looks great, too. She's got to be deep in her 50s, right?
I would think so.
Let me find out here. Hold on.
Michael.
How old is Cindy
Michael
Crawford?
Tell the Michael story, Don.
Yeah, you sat with her at the...
58.
58 years old. That's deep in the 50s.
Mm-hmm. I sat next to her on a flight to L.A. Never said a word to her.
Yeah, that's a great story.
And I bet you to this day she still thinks...
No.
Why does that fat cow slob sitting next to me, how could he not even have said anything to me?
It's the dumbest of everything you've done. It's the dumbest theory, dumbest story, biggest waste of time of all time.
Oh, boy.
Come on.
You got a lot of opinions today, don't you?
Well, but honestly, I got to tell you, I could have won point guard 30 times today, and this is another one.
No, Michael's puke, is that going to get you the
Michael's
point guard?
Whole made-up story of him being a hero because he didn't speak to Cindy Crawford.
Right.
It's not a made-up story. I didn't speak a word to her.
Right, but you made up in your head that she noticed that you... Cause she.
How could she not? Because she's been fawned over her entire life.
So you think you are the first man to sit
Probably.
Next to her and not
yep.
try?
Yep.
I'm sure most people, and also, Don, isn't it a convenient story?
In what sense?
That it would have been a little intimidating to shoot your shot at Cindy Crawford.
I didn't even say anything. Forget about shooting my shot.
But that's what I'm saying. That's
but why would I shoot my shot? I mean, she's married to a great-looking guy who's rich, Randy Gerber. There's no shot to be taken.
But either way, it's a little intimidating to strike up conversation with Cindy Crawford. You didn't do it, and now you act like you're a hero because you didn't do it.
I am a hero.
There are plenty of people who have not talked to Cindy
Crawford.
You
could have had that Howard Stern, Carol Alt moment at the end of Private Parts, right?
Oh, like, yeah.
You know, she was not available, but they still had their moment. And you know what? If he was sitting next to Charlotte on the plane, Mile High Club.
Oh, yeah. Charlotte Flair, baby.
Let's go to Wyatt in Rochester. Wyatt.
Hey, how you doing, Michael? Don and Peter, thanks for taking my call.
You got it.
Listen, Michael, honestly, you look younger with the beard. You really do. I mean, it hides wrinkles, your jowls, your double chin.
Jowls.
Not that you had all that, but it camouflages it, and you look like one of the kids.
Let's unpack some of this, Wyatt. Thank you for the phone call. I don't have jowls.
Oh my god! Was that supposed to be a compliment?
Yeah, how does having a gray beard like Santa Claus make me look younger?
I gotta go. I'm gonna go look at the TV clock.
I've got some wrinkles, but most of them are in my forehead or on my cheeks, so I don't have jowls. I don't know what Wyatt's talking about. I don't look younger.
He thinks you look heinous without the beard is what I took from it.
You know what? That's not a leap, Don. That's not a leap. I'm going to tell you. I hear it.
Boy. We had some callers today, I'll tell you.
Let's go to Yuri in Patterson. Yuri, pick us up.
There's like not that much going on yet that people are speaking about it so aggressively.
What's up, Yuri?
Sorry, Yuri. Go ahead.
I'm good. Quick point, Peter. If you're gonna do progressives, I'm an optician. Get the best. Don't cheap out on that, and don't go too narrow on the frames because you'll drive yourself crazy.
Did you say that you're an optician?
Yeah, they do glasses.
Yeah. What a optician?
I do the glasses.
So you do the glasses part.
Yeah.
Got
so
it.
when you get diagnosed and that's you, I talk to you about the lenses. And
all got it. You're the got it. So you work in conjunction. Okay, I get it. Thanks, Yuri.
Yeah. Don, you're my favorite.
Oh, well, thank you.
DBT alum.
Oh, cool.
DBT alum.
Cool, man.
Okay, my
wait, one second, Yuri. I'll let you finish your point. Is he your favorite in the world or just this show?
In the world.
Wow.
Wow.
Next to Chico Resch.
When did you
Chico
graduate
Resch
from
and Don?
How about that? That's really good company. When did you graduate from Don Bosco Tech?
92.
Oh, I was graduated 86. So we're close.
I gave you the break.
Oh, remember wow! Yeah, thank you so much. That was cool, man. I was supposed to get you a Judge autograph, and then Judge decided to become one of the greatest players in the history of the planet. That make it even more difficult, so I'm sorry for that. But I do think about that, and I do have the break.
That's okay.
Thank you.
As long as you still have the break, I'm good. You still got the break?
Oh, sure.
Okay. Quick story. St. John's, Georgetown, NIT Championship. I was there trying to stop people from jumping on the court. We were creeping, and then you see a whole wave just go down in the court. We had two ushers on the sideline, two ushers on the baseline with their arms out, like they were going to stop all those people on the court. I get on the court. I start jumping up and down next to Marcus Hatton. My glasses fall off. I did not dare bend over to try to pick them up. I saw them smashed. Luckily, I was there with a friend of mine because I would have still been there looking for my car. I need my glasses.
And that's why you became an optician, this one court storming thing.
There you go.
Yeah, and I'll get glasses for free. So, Peter, don't cheap out on the progressive, man, and don't go too narrow. If you want, you know, my office isn't working.
What do you mean? What do you mean too narrow? What does that mean?
Like narrow glasses.
From top to bottom. Don't get them too narrow from top to bottom.
All right. You want to have a lot of glass so you can see.
You don't have to go huge. But don't go too narrow. First time progressive wearer.
Yeah.
You'll be more comfortable.
All right, I'll tell them.
A little deeper.
Thank you, Yuri.
I'll tell you what. Those are words to live by. I don't want to go huge because you don't want to be too narrow.
You know what? He said a lot there.
Yeah, he really covered a lot. We got so much more to talk about, but first, Peter has to tell you about Dodge.
That's right, guys. Hey, New York, Peter Rosenberg here for Security Dodge, Long Island's Ram and Wrangler headquarters. Right now, you can lease a new 24 Dodge Hornet RT for only $299 a month with zero down. All right, that's right, $299 a month, zero down, all during the President's Day sales event. Shop 24/7 at securitydodge.com.
The Dodge Hornet RT is the most powerful compact UV based on 2023 IIHS's compact SUV segment latest available competitive information. Quickest based on 0 to 60 time of 5.6 seconds. Most powerful based on 288 horsepower. Best handling based on 0.9 max G's skid pad vehicle dynamics rating. A weight distribution of 52-48 and car and driver dynamics testing.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.